Previously on AFB.
Oh, oh my God! Holy crap! Oh.
America's funniest home videos. We'll have you asking, Snow what? Then we'll take a look at some prank yankers. The state spotlight shines on North Dakota. Tom plays a game of cry, cringe, or crack up. And more of your favorite clips. We're AFV. And now, here he is, the High Prince of Lowbrow, Tom Bergeron!
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to AFV. Now, if you've never watched the show before, in the interest of full disclosure, we're not exactly what you call highbrow entertainment. We don't pretend to be. But we're not exactly lowbrow entertainment either. You know what we are? We're a time-honored family show that spreads its appeal right across the ages with plenty to go around for everyone. We are unibrow entertainment.
Is this run a black diamond or a brown shed? I think she should either secure that pole or move that table. Seriously, dude, just walk it up. When does a glass of water cost $200?
It's like your phone.
Did you get it on video?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Here's why they don't have cheerleader practice in Jenny's bedroom. Don't forget, it's the last pounce that counts.
This past winter's snowfall was off the charts. But you know what it means when you get snow up to here? It means we get videos up to here.
I think these pirates are going to get some frozen booty.
Oh, my God.
Hi, my name's Dylan. I'm about to catch
Either he's
snowball.
Really tiny, or he's about to get hit with one big honking snowball. This daredevil almost became a snow angel. If you're gonna fall out of a tree, the best time to do it is when there's 15 feet of fresh powder. I haven't seen friends like this since Lucy held the football for Charlie Brown.
Oh,
Tell me what's worse here. The fact that he tries to throw the cat into the snow, or that the cat outsmarts him.
Dad.
Hey, let's sniff some new friends, because we're going to the dog park. Hey, a butt that cute does not just happen. I think he's trying to tell you, take off the bonnet. I predict this clip will end with a filter full of colifer.
Her brand new Christmas socks. Well, come here. Come here. Color.
Just Stella, come here, girl.
Come here. Come here.
Stella, come here.
Come here. She's like one of those seals that hits the beach and they can't move.
Oh, my God.
Come here.
In her new bed, in her new...
Come
on. You can't have Stella.
Oh, jeez. It's like she got a flipper now.
Okay.
Oh, precious. Oh. Look at those.
Come here, girl. Stella, come here.
Don't laugh too hard, Wilbur. You're next.
Horsepower. He's got poodle power. This beagle is having a big jowl movement.
To the dictionary, a daredevil is a reckless, impetuous, irresponsible person, or as we call them, money in the bank.
Yeah, yeah, I don't care if you stand now. What you wear, what you do with your hair. Getting ready for holiday. Step back, take a seat and watch me go.
Funny video to abc.com.
Welcome back. The star of tonight's state spotlight might be ranked 47th in population density, but it still tops in our book. Saddle up. We're heading to the Rough Rider State.
We're going to one of the most popular Dakotas in the entire country. Say hello to North Dakota. They learn a lot about farming in North Dakota. They also learn a lot about sharing. And in North Dakota, this is what passes for beach volleyball. I bet they hear this guy scream all the way to South Dakota. They're being a little too cavalier with that Christmas tree.
No, Ben, you can't really catch her. That would take the...
She puts the no in botano.
Should I have a helmet?
And this is known as the Grand Forks Grand Finale.
And now can we watch your game?
All right, let's stay in North Dakota for a moment. We're going to meet a man who's ready to say goodbye to body hair. You think a Brazilian wax is painful? Check out the North Dakota wax.
It has to be warm.
Do you have a film?
Oh, God, we're doing little strips.
What?
No. I felt ready.
Okay, go. You gotta rip it off.
Three.
Let me see the film.
One. Three. Okay. One. Two, three.
Oh, no, not a double. Right. Not a double.
No,
no.
Fine.
No, it's gonna, not going to be fine.
It's going to be like a single.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be
double. Don't be like a virgin.
You're going to hit me right in the face.
It's June.
No. I'm like a baby.
Just make sure you get the bundle. Right, one time. This is all you get one time with this.
All right, then one down with the other one.
I'm fine with one.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Two. You have to. One, two, three.
Just don't ever. Ah!
And now, AFE would like to bring higher education to new lows.
At AFE University, you could major in English as a second language.
Hello.
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 Hello. Oral surgery.
I can put this one.
This one? Hello. International finance.
Yeah, Will Payton.
Marine biology. And women's studies. AFV University. We don't need no stinking SAT scores.
Hey, I've got some really great news for you at home. Check this out. If you enter the AFV Dream Vacation Sweepstakes, you could win a trip for four to the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. Sound good? Stick around, because later tonight, we'll tell you how you could have a chance to win. Game time, and we have Connor and Trent, who are brothers. Trent, you're the older brother?
Yes.
By how much?
2 years.
And you told me you were the smarter brother.
Yes.
Okay, because he said a year and a half. Clearly, one of your math skills is off a little bit. All right. We're going to play Cry, Cringe, or Crack Up. Now, I want you to tell me how you think the people in the videos are going to react. It'll be one of those three reactions or a combination of the two. All right. First video, a baby having problems with his sippy cup.
Drink it, though. Drink it. Don't spill it.
I was reading them. Stuff to do with them.
Okay. That baby looks a few into his cups already. All right, there's a bit of a cringe there already, so we'll give him the cringe. What do you think's going to happen next, Trent? Cry or crack up?
My instinct tells me cry.
Somebody else crack up, dude.
We're going to find out, I guess.
He's going to crack up.
He's going to cry.
You always get along this well?
Yes.
All right, let's see which he does.
Stuff to do with them.
Taste it. Very nice. Cracked up. So, Connor, you're in the lead.
All right.
Okay. All right. Next, the boy getting pranked by his parents.
Let's see your coat. Let's see your coat.
Daddy!
Yeah. Tell me about your day.
Oh.
Do we have therapy as an option?
Yeah.
What do you think, Trent?
No, that guy's a crier.
I think so too. He's gonna cry.
Really? Yeah. Now, yeah. You both seem so sure. Why do you think he's a crier? A parent would do that to a child who they knew was going to cry?
I just have that feeling. He looks like a guy who's insecure.
He's not that age.
he looks insecure?
Yeah.
Are you projecting? All right. Definitely a crier, say the brothers. All right, let's see.
Tell me about your day.
Yeah. Now wait. Now, hold on. Wait a minute. All right, I need a ruling from the judges. He's covered with pie. It's hard to tell. It looked like a laugh. Could have been a cry. What do you say in the booth?
Crack up.
So you think the kid cracked up?
You both, according to the booth.
I'm still winning.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You're still winning. There is a bright side. All right, let's go for one more. Last chance to surprise with some silly string. Now, this last question is a two-parter. And the reason there's a two-parter, two little girls, I assume they're sisters. What do you think they're going to do?
It's tough.
It is tough.
I think they might go opposite directions, personally.
All right, yeah.
I think the older one is going to...
Wait a minute, we're still on him.
Oh, sorry.
Which one's going to do what?
I feel like this one's going to cry and this one's going to cringe. But then again, I'm just totally guessing. Just going with my gut, which has been wrong twice.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
I think the older one's going to cry and the younger one's going to laugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, do you agree with them?
Indecision. Yeah.
Let's find out. There's a cringe. Cry there. Yeah. And mocking. Mocking. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. It's been great having you on. You didn't really do that well. But we're gonna give you some AFB on DVD so you can go home and practice for the next time you come back.
Thank you.
How about cracking up. Nice job, guys. Pleasure. Good to have you back.
Even camouflage can't hide this. How are these guys going to handle the freeway if they can't handle the backyard? Think it's embarrassing to open a training bra in front of your parents? Try opening it in front of 9 million people.
Oh, I got a picture of that, boy.
Your father! Don't push
that. That beagle wants the other dog's bone, so he creates a diversion.
Yeah.
careful, honey.
Hey.
The left lane is for passing. Hey, pal, why are you doing this when the gate's already open?
Get out, Indy. Go. Go, Indy.
I've gotten some nice gift baskets before, but never one with a baby in it.
Something. When it comes to practical jokes, we have shown you over the years everything but the kitchen sink. But now, I think we'll give you that too. Grab a towel for the old wrap the rubber band round the sprayer trick.
I feel like I didn't do anything today because I wasn't in the kitchen.
This son of a...
Some people like feather pillows. Some prefer foam. We don't really care as long as you're willing to smack someone with them. Because for tonight's assignment, America, we want to see your pillow fights. So don't hurt each other, but go out and have a pillow fight, and we will take it from there. Jess?
Okay, tonight's assignment, America, is soft and cushy. We want you to have a pillow fight. You could win $10,000 or even $100,000 in our contest, so start swinging those pillows, then upload the video to the AFV homepage at ABC.com, or you can send it to us at AFV, P.O. Box 4333, Hollywood, California, 90078. For full contest rules, log on to ABC.com or write this address. Who knows? Your pillow fight could win you a pillowcase full of money.
If you go to Wikipedia and you look up practical jokes and then scroll down to the section on TV shows, you will find us listed first. How about that, huh? Is that good? First. Yeah, it's an alphabetical list, but we're still number one.
That cake is so big, they can have their prank and eat it too. This seems like a gag, but they really just want to get the shine off that guy's forehead. Bald guy sleeping on the job? There's an app for that. It took him a while to pick that lock and even longer to notice what was inside.
Okay, I'm off.
she's supposed to eat that pudding off her forehead, or so she thinks.
Every parent remembers their child's first words. For some, it's, you know, the classics, mama or dada. According to my parents, my first words were, where can I get a cushy TV gig? I was very precocious.
Take a picture of it. Take one. Take it.
Come on.
Take it for God's sake. Take it. Crab.
Why do you want to eat junk?
I don't mind my butt big.
But you don't want a big butt.
But I do want a big butt.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You want a small butt.
No. I want a big butt. Just like mommy's.
You know the saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? It's a myth. Otherwise, we wouldn't be showing this to you, would we? Whoever invented the pinata, I would like to say one thing. Thank you. The idea of handing a bat to a blindfolded, disoriented person and letting them swing away? Pure genius!
Video to ABC.com.
It's like a maze of designer shoes back there. You know, it seems like every sport has been rocked by some sort of steroid scandal. Baseball, track and field, shockingly, even pro wrestling. One thing I can promise you, no one on this show has had their performance enhanced one bit. And the proof? Check it out.
She's at the top of her game. Unfortunately, her game is backgammon. Watch this. The parachute makes it harder for this guy to run. And for this girl to run. This is the first time I've seen a referee ejected from the game. If you're gonna get hit in the head with a javelin, this is the best case scenario.
Throw it.
Oh! Oh. Dude.
That was nice spin.
Careful, buddy. Bad form to brag on the putting green.
Confidently stroke to you.
Oh, he got it.
He doesn't know which way he's supposed to go, but he sure gets there fast. Just like all great players, King left it all on the field. It's time for Name That Sound. Name That Sound. Sound. Name that sound.
A family show, and we feel like each and every one of you are part of our large extended family. And as family, let me tell you, we love you, but we are very disappointed in some of the decisions you've made.
She does everything right, but lock the door.
Bogus.
It is cute what he's doing with Mom's toothbrush. Look what he's doing with Dad's. This week, he's walking on stilts. Next week, it could be crutches.
You've cleaned up. What have you cleaned up?
The toy room.
You've cleaned up the toy room.
That's good. Thank you.
Oh my God, where is everything?
In the water.
Ash. The toy ring's spotless.
And here's what happens when you put 12 pounds of bananas in a 10-pound kid. If you don't already know how this ends, you don't watch our show.
Tell me that's on video.
You must be wondering how you could have a chance to win the incredible Walt Disney World Resort vacation that Tom was talking about earlier. It's actually very simple. Just go to the AFV homepage at abc.com and enter the AFV Dream Vacation Sweepstakes. One entrant will be chosen at random to win this amazing vacation package. So pack your bags. This vacation is on AFV.
Tonight's prizes, $10,000 for first place, $3,000 for second place, $2,000 for third. But now, let's meet our nominees. The first of tonight's competitors is Treadmill Mutt, sent in by Kenny Basil and family from Valencia, California.
Hey, a butt that cute does not just happen.
Contest is Wax On, Wax Ouch, sent in by Travis Service from Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Just make sure you get one time. This is all you get, one time with this.
All right, I'm done with the other one.
I'm fine if you want. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Two. You have to move. One, two, three.
And rounding out the field is Foul Mouth. Photo op sent in by the Carter family from Florence, Colorado.
Take a picture of it. Take one. Take it.
Come on.
Take it for God's sake.
Yes, there's
take it for God.
Okay, our audience has seen the three nominees. It is time to vote now. And we'll tally the votes while you take one last look at tonight's honorable mentions. Of our voting, our third place $2,000 winner is Treadmill Mutt, sent in by Kenny Basil and family from Valencia, California. And the winner of the $10,000 and tonight's funniest home video is Wax On, Wax Out, sent in by Travis Surface from Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hey, Travis. Hello. And this is your wife. Hello. Oh, not you, but you. Yeah. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, good. And you're the one who put him up to it,
yeah.
Right? So what did Jordan say that made... And by the way, you've since waxed your whole head. That's lovely. Big night for North Dakota here. They were our state spotlight. Now you're a $10,000 winner. Why did you say yes to Jordan's challenge?
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Up to the time of that first...
That was bad.
Yeah. That was really bad. And yet you kept going. Why?
I should have stopped.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm glad I did.
How are you now?
Everything's back.
Everything's back.
Do I see?
Do I want to see? Not particularly, no. But we will see all of you back for our $100,000 show. So congratulations. Your bravery paid off. Good for you. See you soon. Here, hold on to that as a souvenir. Yeah. All right, Time to put this baby to bed, so see you soon. And remember, this season, if you send us a video and it airs on the show, we'll send you an AFV t-shirt. So upload to us. Get rich. Get famous. Good night, everybody.
Leave now. ABC's new Sunday hit is Secret Millionaire.
It starts right now.